Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your responses to the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yep.
Thank you very much. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with the political campaign? Thank you very much.
No.
Now, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
How about independent of parties?
Thank you very much. Now, although you vote for the person and not one of the major parties, when you have had to choose between two candidates for whom you know little about, have you tended to vote for the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Thank you very much. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
85.
Thank you very much. Have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you seen, read, or heard about this from attending a meeting, yes or no?
No.
Facebook, X, or other social media?
Social media.
Thank you. A report on television?
No.
Talking with family or friends?
Yes.
Something you heard on the radio?
No.
News sites or articles on the internet?
No.
A report in the newspapers?
No.
Or a website you found?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, in your own words, please tell me what you have seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant.
Just that they're trying to build one in Ingleside, and based off the leak of the one that they had in Victoria, Texas, anybody in their right mind would say no to that plant.
Okay, and because I have to type your responses, just give me a couple of seconds over here.
I know, sweetie. I know. I got to fix it.
You said they are trying to build a new one near Ingleside, and based on the leak on which place you mean?
The one that they had just north of Victoria, or in Victoria.
Okay. The leak in Victoria.
Yeah, whichever plant it was, regardless of where it was too far away and caused too much of a detrimental impact on my air quality for me to ever vote for one to be even closer to my house.
Okay, so, thank you very much.
They need to build those things on the moon, so far as I'm concerned.
Okay, in just a moment. All right, and related to what you were saying, has what you heard, seen, read, or heard given you a more positive view or a more negative view of the proposed ammonia plant?
I guess I'd say neither, because I haven't. I walked outside one day, and my entire house and neighborhood and the surrounding city was affected by the leak, and that's all I need to hear, smell, or think about for me to cast my vote to 1,000% no.
Okay.
So I didn't read it anywhere. I didn't have to do anything but step outside my house one day, and that was 100% no from now on for me.
Okay, so would you say it's more a negative view? Because it,
yeah, it's
the question
view.
Was... Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you the names of several individuals or groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just let me know. The first one is Valero.
I'm sorry?
The first one is Valero.
Valero, yes.
Do you have a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or strong negative opinion of Valero?
I'd say I'm middle of the road. I don't have either a positive or negative from them. I know that they've had their accidents, but it didn't make my house smell of cat urine for days.
Between somewhat positive and somewhat negative, where do you lean?
I'd say somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive, thank you. What about Enbridge?
I have nothing. I didn't even know who Enbridge is, so I couldn't tell you
okay.
Yes or no.
That's fine. The next one is Oxy Energy Corporation.
I've heard of Oxy Chemicals, but not Oxy Energy.
Not the corporation. Okay. What about Yara?
Never heard of them.
Flint Hills Resources?
I've heard of them, but I mean, I'm middle of the road on all of these.
Mm-hmm. Between somewhat positive and somewhat negative, where would you lean for Flint Hill Resources?
I would say positive.
Positive, thank you. A part of Corpus Christi?
Positive.
Somewhat or strong?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. The next one is Project Yaren.
Never heard of it.
And the last one on the list is Nueces County Green Ammonia.
Never heard of it.
Thank you very much. Now, once again, related to what you were saying, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
I would be opposed.
And do you strongly oppose it or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is, the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside.
I'm sorry, what was the relevance of that question again?
Yeah, so we want to know if you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside.
Based on where it's located. If it's in Ingleside or within offensive distance to me, mm-hmm. I'm a no.
Because the locations, well, the item said the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside.
So that's a no.
So strongly opposed or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Someone. The next one is, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide.
Okay. That sounds more like a statement than a question. I don't know how to answer that in a question or as a relevance form. It's a statement.
We just want to know if the statement of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction.
I'm still opposed. Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you. The next one is, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and expert capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
Mm-hmm. That would be somewhat opposed. Titan.
Thank you. Thank you. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
Hmm. Well, in that case, I strongly oppose.
Thank you. The next, The next one is, Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
Yeah, we all know where that money goes to, so that's a strong oppose for me.
Thank you. The next one is, opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact a community member's life.
So now, it sounds like a statement. So either I strongly oppose that statement or I agree with the statement, because I think that that would impact people's lives, and it's exactly why I oppose that point.
Let me rephrase the question. Opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives. Knowing this information, it makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of the
Strongly site. Oppose it.
Thank you. The next one is, the ammonia produced by the facility would be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants.
So, still strongly oppose.
Thank you. The next one is, the produced ammonia.
Europe, if they need it in Europe.
Thank you. Now, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property, away from residences, and then it is shipped.
Mm-hmm. I still strongly oppose it.
Thank you. The next one is, plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely
mm-hmm.
event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Right. No, I still oppose it. I've worked near construction and construction in oil and gas for years. I could tell you the extent of the measures that they take. Hang on one second. I am on the phone.
Yeah.
I know the exact extent of measures that these companies take and where all these dollars that they say that they put into environmental, all that stuff goes. It's a big, big no for me.
Okay, thank you. So that would be strongly opposed?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now,
you
we're halfway there. Now, approximately
halfway.
95%
oh my goodness. You could just write NIMBY on there. So not in my backyard, and that'd be the end of my convo.
Yeah, unfortunately, I cannot choose for you, but we're almost there. After this battery of questions, we just have the demographic questions. We're almost there. Now, approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported
mm-hmm.
by a pipeline to permanent underground storage, approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
Mm-hmm.
With the same,
still strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Thank you. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
Strongly opposed.
The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
Yep, yeah, strongly opposed.
Thank you. The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
They will skate around that in a second. Negative.
Strongly opposed or just somewhat?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain
mm-hmm.
removers.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you. Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Thank you. In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, field sex, and excise tax. Sex.
Strongly opposed.
You need a bottle.
Now the last three.
You still need a bottle.
Now the last three. Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. The last two. The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
Strongly opposed.
And the last one for this section is Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written
with all the stuff on the ground, son. Pick that up.
Which I've written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked, and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and made available to the public.
Mm-hmm. Strongly opposed.
Thank you very much. Now, knowing all of the above, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of the Ingleside?
I'm pretty clear with no.
Strongly opposed. Thank you. And in your own words, please tell me why you oppose to the proposed ammonia plant.
It took one leak for me to realize how close I was to the closest ammonia plant, and it's too close. And that leak happened over 70 miles from my house and disrupted my household and family for over a day. So no thank you. I don't want one 20 minutes down the street.
Thank you. I still have to type your response, so just please give me a couple of seconds.
That's my son that doesn't have patience. It's not me.
That's fine. We're about to be finished. you said it took one leak to realize the damage that that another leak.
Yeah, just the extent of how much it offset my family, and I don't care to live closer to one, especially having been affected the way I have previously. I don't need one 20 minutes down the road when one 75 miles away disrupted air quality over three counties. It's absurd. And then took 3 days for them to pinpoint where it came from, because they too report to the EPA the same way that these guys are saying that they're going to report to the EPA. So I don't care to hear it.
All right. So it took one leak to realize the damage that another leak could have and the extent it affected my family from a previous incident.
That sounds good to me.
And I don't need one 20 miles down the road. And
20
then it took 3 days to find 20 minutes. Okay. Minutes?
Yeah. It took them a couple of days to pinpoint who leaked what and where before they fessed up to it.
Mm-hmm. And then took 3 days to find out the source of the leak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that sound good to you, or would you like to add something else?
Good. No, that's fine.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or other Central or Latin American background?
Yes.
Thank you. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your place of residence?
Own.
And which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Energy or chemical, construction or manufacturing, self-employed or in own business, government or education, clerical or self-employed. Thank you. Do you have an X account?
A what? Yes.
An X account, Twitter.
Yes.
Do you have an Instagram account?
Yes.
And do you have a Facebook account?
What's that? Yes, I have a Facebook account.
Thank you. Now, do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days
no,
per
not.
Week?
No.
Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
No.
And do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
No.
And do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
Let me think. Yes, I have 2 of them.
Thank you very much. Now, with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.